Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada at the Venetian Palazzo Sands Expo. And if you're following us on Twitter, that's hashtag C14LV. And you can keep track of all the interesting guests that we've had on. And Stone, right now we got a good one.
Oh, we got a rock star. Continuing on with what we have now come to call the Oracle Hour here at Collaborate 2014 and OAUG Radio, we have back with us, no stranger to the OAUG microphone, Senior Vice President, Applications Development for Oracle. Please join me in welcoming back Mr. Cliff Godwin. How you been, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
So you've been talking to folks all week already. You did a presentation yesterday, yeah?
I sure did. I did my update to the group on what we're doing lately in EBS for everybody. So it's been an exciting year since we were here and talking about it a year ago. So we've got a good year of hard work under our belts and another good year that we're looking forward to.
So now why don't you share a little bit about what's been going on with the new release?
Well, you know, when I was here last year, we were still looking forward to doing our next eBusiness Suite release, which is the 12.2 release, and I had to keep telling people, well, it's coming, and we can't tell you when it's coming, but it's coming, trust me. And that was about the third conference in a row when I've been saying that, so it really felt good this year because I got to tell everybody, you know what, it's here. So last September, we actually got our 12.2 release out, and we've actually got our first few customers live on it by now. So that was a good give the update on the 12.2 progress and share some of our other plans.
That's going to be fun to sort of say, in a nice way, told you so.
Yeah, you guys don't believe me, but every now and then we get one of these out. So it was very positive.
So what are some of the investment priorities going forward?
Well, what we've been focused on really for the last year, besides just getting the release out, and over the next year, is really three main areas, really improving the user interface of eBusiness Suite, because that's one area where, you know, with all the new solutions out there in the market, a lot of people are focused on whatever looks prettiest. And so we're trying to make sure the DBS looks nice and pretty, and that we got some nice modern user interface.
That's table stakes nowadays, right?
It really is. It really is. People are growing up with the Googles and Facebooks, and they want to go to work and find apps that look like that. So we're bringing a lot of very modern technology that will remind you of shopping on the internet into eBusiness Suite. And we're doing a lot of mobile applications also, so you can do a lot of things you need to do in eBusiness Suite just on your smartphone. So that's going to be, over the next year, probably by a year from now, we have more than 20 of those out, and that's something we're looking forward to.
So phones and tablets, that's, down again, table stakes. You have to be able to play with this stuff wherever you are.
That's right, exactly. And it's not that everybody who needs to do their job needs to go back to their desk and type the work in. So it's not just people on the go, like doing an expense report or doing an approval. It's even somebody like in a manufacturing organization who's walking around on the plant floor, looking at all the jobs that are stuck for one reason or another, and as soon as they're sure that it's okay for the line to proceed, that they can just issue a clearance for that right from a smartphone. They don't have to go back and type something
into
the computer.
Into their office and type
Type in some go-ahead for it there. So I think that's the kind of thing that, very practical, a lot of people in the organization can get benefit out of that. It just helps the organization run smoother. People who need to see the status of an order, or whether you got parts in inventory, those kind of just routine things that you want to look up. You look up information about your products. You can do that with your smartphone. You don't have to go back and log into your ERP system and do it back at your desk.
Well, I'll tell you what I love about the way you guys have chosen to cultivate and serve this ecosystem is the role, the genuine voice that the users have. And speak to, if you will, just a little bit about how they can participate in prioritizing some of these investments as they unfold.
Well, that's a great point, because really we've talked about how to bring the, what you said, Lee, about bringing the table stakes expectations people have today into the products like mobile and kind of internet behaviors. And we're doing that with how we're going to have the users give us feedback about the enhancement ideas they have. We're really moving that from what used to be logging a request with the support system to actually just participating in a social network. So we're saying, how about if we start communities where users can introduce ideas, they can like or dislike each other's ideas, and you can sort of crowdsource what the priorities of the customer base are. We can have our product management people interact to make sure that the ideas are, things we can really do. and have like SIG leaders from OAUG participate so that they can really make sure that the ideas that are raised are the ones that they hear all the time from customers, and then we can really channel together with the customers a dialogue about what they really want to see most in the products.
So now, when you have all those stakeholders in one kind of virtual, I guess, social media network, is it how is it from an Oracle perspective? Like, they have needs and they have wants and desires, but you're also the reality check of what can be done and can't be done.
Well, that's right. I mean, we have to help, you know, we have to ask questions that clarify what people are talking about to make sure we really understand the requirement. And also sometimes we need to channel the dialogue. If somebody says, you know, I want to have something that automatically, you know, solves all my problems, then we could have to come back and say, well, no, actually, we can do these things, but not those things. You know, just kind of channel and make sure it's all realistic. But at the end of the day, I think that's going to work pretty well because the users have been asking for a long time to, you know, because there's a way I can see what the other guy's asking for, so I don't have to, like, write the whole essay about why this is important. If you've heard it five times from somebody else, or this seems like something every customer would want, but I'm not really sure. Are you hearing this from other people? And those kind of, that kind of dialogue could go to a whole new level. Like, people can see whether their idea really represents a mainstream need or not, and they can all contribute and refine and get to a point where, like, what we're solving is the biggest need for the biggest number of people, and they can all see the process. There's a transparency that's going to be, I think, a big positive in the user's perception of
that
how this
is going.
That seems
very innovative. Is that something unique to Oracle?
I don't know if it's unique. I mean, social networking obviously is out there for a lot of things, but
that level of collaboration where you're there facilitating the customer, the users group, everybody's kind of working together to solve the problems in the most efficient manner.
Well, we're really
possible.
Trying to be state of the art about it. We're trying to take a platform. In fact, one thing we've done, we started this in one area, the procurement products area, and we've started that community's in place now. So you can log on now in my Oracle support communities and go there and suggest something about procurement. In fact, that's been going for about 5 or 6 months now. And
any surprises in that?
Well, it's not so much surprises. What's amazing to me is we've actually delivered one of the enhancements already that was suggested in that forum. We've got six more that we've accepted to do in the product. So it's already paying off in the product direction in that area. Now we're going to do some technology change to improve that social networking platform that we're on. As soon as we get that done, another couple of months, we'll roll this out to all the other EBS product areas. We'll really get these communities off and running in every area.
So going back to the talk that you did yesterday, I got to know, after all these years, all this experience, is it still a little nerve-wracking to get in front of a group? I mean, you're kind of in the belly of the beast, right? These are the people that really use the...
I never get nervous with it anymore because to me, I know that if I'm doing my job, I'm telling people things that I think will be helpful for them, and they generally react like, you know, they're happy to have the information. So it's not ever a, you know, thing where I'm scared of getting asked. In this job, you get used to asking questions you don't know the answer to. It happens to me like most of the time. So you just get a pretty thick skin about, like, oh gosh, what if somebody asked me a question I couldn't answer? It's like, hey, you know, life, another day at the office.
Sounds like another Wednesday, right?
Another Wednesday. Another question I can't answer, so it's par for the course.
So now in 12.2, is there any highlights you'd like to share?
Well, the big feature everybody needs to know about 12.2 is online patching, and that's one that we really have been talking about with it for a long time, but that means that you can, no matter how long it takes to apply the update to the system to get the new software level that you want to be at ready to go, the only outage the users are going to experience is the time it takes to bring the system down, restart it, bring it back up again, about 20 minutes. So if you're a...
downtime is now 20 minutes as opposed to
hours. It can be many hours. Right? Yeah. So especially if you're doing a complicated update or like you're going from a 12.0 to a 12.1 or 12.1 to a 12.2, in the future you'll be able to do those kind of updates even with only this 20-minute outage. So it's going to be really tremendous.
That's kind of a big deal going forward.
A big deal. It took me more time to upload my kids' graduation pictures.
Well, it is a big deal. If you're in a manufacturing business, if you've got stuff coming down the line and you can't stop the process.
Before, you're talking literally hours.
You literally had to plan a time for your business to be down in order to just apply software updates. Now you can have the business keep going, and with a 20-minute break someplace along the way, you can get that done. So that's a huge deal for a lot of people, a lot of businesses. But there's a lot more to 12.2 than that. We've advanced a lot of the different functional areas of the products, and we're doing a lot of other innovative things, user interface and other stuff. So it's a broad release, but the single thing to know about is online patching.
Well, and with the social architecture that you guys have built and the feedback loops that you have and just your general I don't know, attitude towards serving this whole arena. I got to believe you're going to be capturing and sharing success stories, 12.2 success stories going forward, yeah?
Well, that's right, yeah. We're working a lot with the early adopters of 12.2. We've been working with them now for even before the software was released, so really going a couple of years here. And the people who have been working with us early, we've kept working with, even though it's a generally available release now and our regular support procedures are in place, we've kept from the development side working with those early adopters to make sure they're successful as they go live with the software and to learn all the best practices, you know, get those lessons learned. You know, what do you wish we told you a little earlier that you had to find out the hard way, so that way the next set of customers who has to go through this won't have to go down those learning curves themselves. And we're really focused on trying to make this as easy an experience for people to get through as they possibly can have.
Now, how many EBS customers have made the switch?
Well, right now there's only a handful of customers, probably about five as we speak here today, that are actually live on 12.2. Over about the next, which is not bad after 6 months because it takes a while to do these projects, over about the next few months, we expect a number of really large organizations to get live on 12.2. Some big manufacturing sites will be live on it, and assuming all goes well with them, I expect there'll be a big wave after, because there are a lot of people kind of holding back, waiting to see if some big sites go live that they can point to and say, yep, safe to go. And,
right.
And when they see that, I think they'll see a pretty big move.
Now, going ahead, you guys are, I'm sure, working on the next iteration of this. What do you guys got in store?
Well, over the next year, we're going to keep on investing and improving the user interface. So we're going to keep building out more of the EBS extensions for Endeca that we've got now in about 17 areas. You see a lot more of those areas. Mm-hmm. We're going to do all those mobile apps. We're going to have the tablet apps. We're taking some of the interfaces that have only existed in our older Oracle Forms technology, moving that into HTML, so those will be familiar as well. So a lot of things the user interface side. And we're doing a lot of functional advances in a lot of different areas, so that's pretty uniformly spread. We're making advances based on customer feedback in all the different product areas as well.
And then in the cloud?
Yeah. A little bit of chatter about that.
Just
that
a little
word,
bit.
The cloud.
Yeah. Cloud's I've heard that topic come up once or twice here at the conference. Yeah.
Maybe it's a fad.
Yeah.
It'll probably go away.
I'm not sure. It's going away anytime soon. We can watch for that. But I think that we're as a company, we are very focused on having the most complete cloud portfolio of anybody in the market. So we're focused on that for sure. Investing heavily in the cloud. We advertise and talk a lot about that. But we're also, alongside of that, also continuing to develop eBusiness Suite as well as JD Edwards and PeopleSoft, the other on-premise products that we've always had. So really, a customer who's looking at the cloud and looking at their eBusiness Suite is really thinking a couple of things. One is, maybe I might want to run my eBusiness Suite in a managed private cloud environment. In other words, if what I'm really looking for from the cloud is I don't want to run this computer system anymore, I want somebody else to do it.
Right.
We have that as an offering. You take your eBusiness Suite and we'll run it for you. We'll actually upgrade it for you. We'll run it, the upgrades, on faster hardware than you could probably ever deploy for yourself, because we could
do
that centrally.
There's some real advantages to that.
That's right. There's this managed cloud services offering really helps customers, in a lot of cases, run their eBusiness Suite better than they might be set up to do themselves. So that's one thing customers can look at. And then we have our cloud products. And what we see there is really people adding to what they're doing with eBusiness Suite by adopting some of the new cloud offerings we have. So an example is if you're running the human resources or the payroll products, for your kind of departmental source of truth system, and for operational things like payroll and benefits, a lot of people are adopting the talent management products, for example, for performance appraisals, compensation changes, reviews, that kind of thing, and for the recruiting process with the Taleo product. And those things are really done in as a way to complement what you've got in eBusiness Suite. We've got integration that goes back and forth between those, so that the record you keep in eBusiness Suite, whenever it's updated, pushes over to those other ones, so you can keep it all up to date.
Everybody plays nice together.
Yeah, we're trying our best to all do our part on each side of the bridge of integration there at Oracle.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, is there kind of a place where you keep all this stuff? Is it on YouTube?
Well, we have of course, the good old classic Oracle.com website, but we do have a YouTube channel that's specific to eBusiness Suite. It's called Oracle EBS Demos, no spaces, just Oracle EBS Demos. If you type that into YouTube, you can actually subscribe to that, and then YouTube will send you a mail note every time we post a new video.
Most
of these solutions we've been talking about, we've got little 5-minute demos of them out there, so you don't have to talk to a sales consultant, you don't have to set up an environment to try something out. You just look at a little movie of it being used as narrated, so you can kind of get the point of some of the new products and get a sense of whether it's going to be of value to you.
That's right. You can get a kind of a feel for it, and then at that point after that, you can call your Oracle person.
And tell them you want to buy it.
There you go. It's that simple.
Right? And they probably have to watch those YouTube videos every day. I don't know how you keep up, but I'm so glad you created a place where we can.
That's right. That's right.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for visiting with us, man. It's always fun talking with you.
Yeah. Good to be with you, Stoney. Good to be with you, Lee.
All right.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Collaborate 2014.